Chapter 9. Another Accident. The We're Here continued its journey north. The dories were out nearly every day, along the eastern part of the Grand Banks, fishing regularly. They were getting close to the Virgin Rock, the most northern point of their voyage, and a wonderful place for fishing. Then there was heavy fog again, so they dropped their anchor and waited. There were many passenger ships in the area, and it was too dangerous to continue sailing. Harvey and Dan went on deck, and Disco gave Harvey the bell. "Ring it. Ring it all the time," he said. "The ships must know we're here. They don't always see the smaller boats near them." Harvey rang the bell as loudly as he could. In the distance, he heard the deep sound of a passenger ship siren. Those ships were very fast. They could go at 30 kilometers an hour, and they could easily destroy a small boat in their way. "They can slow down very easily," said Dan, "but that doesn't help us when we're all at the bottom of the sea. Ring, Harvey! It's moving fast!" Suddenly, Harvey sensed something was moving very near them. He looked up and saw the side of an enormous passenger ship. It was like a wall right next to the boat. Harvey could see the blue paint and the small round windows in the side. It moved forward with a terrifying hiss. Then it blew steam into Harvey's face, and hot water from the motor fell onto the deck of the We're Here. The little fishing boat trembled as the passenger ship disappeared in the fog. Harvey was ready to faint or be sick, or both. Then he heard a loud crack, like a tree breaking in two, and Dan shouted, "Hey, the boat is sinking!"
"Our boat?" Harvey cried.
"No, another boat," Dan answered. "Ring the bell, Harvey. We're going to look. Maybe we can help them." They lowered a dory into the water. In a moment, all the men except Harvey and Penn were participating in the rescue. A broken mast floated by, and then an empty dory. Then they saw something else face down. It was the body of a fisherman. Penn's face became white.
"Oh no!" Harvey exclaimed desperately.
15 minutes later, the men returned to the boat.
"It was the Jenny Cushman," said Dan, hysterical. "The passenger ship crashed right into it, and it's now in pieces, not far away.
Dad rescued the captain, Jason Ollie. We couldn't find anybody else. His son was missing too."
"Oh, Harvey! Harvey, it's terrible!"
Dan covered his face with his hands and cried as the men carried the grey-haired captain on board.
"Disco, why did you save me?" said Captain Ollie. "I lost everything. My son, my men, all the fish, my boat, everything."
"I don't know how to console you," said Disco sadly. "You should lie down, Jason." The men were very sad too. They went below deck silently and put on dry clothes. Then they all had a warm drink. Suddenly, they heard a bell ringing from a green boat nearby.
"Hey, Disco, did you hear about the Jenny Cushman?" called a voice from the boat.
"Yes, we've got Jason Ollie here," Disco told the captain of the green boat. "We couldn't find anybody else alive." Then they all had a surprise.
"We found somebody too," said the other captain. "He was floating on a big piece of wood."
"Who is it?" Disco asked him.
"It's Jason Ollie's son," said the other captain. "He's got some cuts on his head, but he's all right. Please, send Jason to us. We'll take care of him and his son." Disco ran down the ladder to Jason. "Your son's alive! He's alive!" he shouted. Jason ran up to the deck, his face full of hope. He thanked the men, and then Tom Platt rowed him to the green boat. "God was kind," said Disco. "His son is alive, but it's very sad about the other fishermen."